Hi, everybody. So it's Britt from Wevolve, and today I am so excited to share with you my three absolute favorite natural antibiotics on the planet. I absolutely adore these. I literally don't travel anywhere without them. I think that between the three of them, there are very few conditions that you could, you know, get or catch that can't be treated. I mean, infectious conditions that can't be treated with at least one of these three substances, if not multiple combined together. So I love these. They are literally my walking pharmacy. And I'll share with you how I use them, what they're good for, and you know, how you can use them as well, so that maybe that can benefit you. My absolute favorite one, and one of the most undervalued, underestimated, and underappreciated natural antimicrobials that there are, is actually berberine. So berberine is a natural plant alkaloid that's found in numerous plants, herbs, one of which is golden seal, which is more popular. And these are very, very good at eliminating infections in the mucous membranes of the body. So it's amazing if you have urogenital infections like UTIs or vaginal issues, if you have liver infections or problems, small intestinal issues, throat issues. And it's also incredibly powerful for lowering blood sugar. A lot of people actually compare berberine to the common pharmaceutical metformin because it has a similar act on the blood sugar of the body. So it's a really, really great way to balance blood sugar naturally as well. So, I really, really love that one. I personally travel everywhere with it. I use it if I have any gastrointestinal issues, if I feel like I'm coming down with something. I personally use it as like a liver fortification tool, or if I'm feeling run down. I'm personally a really indulgent person, so I like eat a lot in restaurants, and I eat a lot of things I shouldn't be eating, or that I know maybe I don't feel the best when I eat. So berberine for me is kind of like a quick fix tool that I use when I'm looking to sort of rebalance my gut that way, or if I'm just feeling under the weather in general. My second favorite one, and I know that essential oils are a really big thing today, and a lot of people make a huge deal about oregano oil. And I've talked a lot about oregano oil in like virus videos and how much I absolutely love it. So oregano oil is awesome, but there's a more, you know, subtle oil. It's actually just as powerful as oregano oil, but it's not as well known. And that's actually my favorite essential oil. It's thyme, organic thyme essential oil. The company that I have here is Zongle because it's food grade and I wanted it for easy, traveling. But as long as you're getting a pure, organic, natural, unrefined, undiluted, food grade thyme essential oil, you're going to be able to ingest it and it'll be safe for you. So the way that I take this is I personally add 1 to 3 drops of it, either to a veggie cap or into a little inch of water. And I'll take it 1 to 3 times a day if I'm under the weather, or if I'm, let's say, eating out somewhere in a new country, maybe somewhere that has a lot of parasites, or say you're at a resort and you go off the resort and you want to eat a meal and you're in Mexico or something, you're like afraid to get a parasite. This can be a really, really great way of sanitizing the food that's coming in. It's a very, very powerful, you can gargle with it, you could oil pull with it if you have dental issues, if you have skin problems, you can dilute it with a little bit of a carrier oil like jojoba oil or coconut oil, and you can dab it on pimples, acne, rashes, cuts. You might want to be careful if you have an open wound because it's an essential oil and it can still hurt a little bit there, but I love organic thyme oil. The main ingredient in oregano oil and what it's what everybody makes a fuss about is carvacrol, and thymol, the active ingredient in thyme essential oil, is pretty much as powerful as carvacrol, but has a whole host of special antibacterial properties and antioxidant properties that are just amazing for healing and wellness in general. So if you don't have thyme oil in your arsenal, I really recommend getting it. And the final one that I personally make my own, or I get it sourced from somebody that I know, is colloidal silver. I may do a video going forward about how to make colloidal silver. It's a little bit complicated to set up and it's a bit finicky, so I've been putting it off a little bit. But if you guys are interested in that, let me know in the comments below, and that's something that I can work on putting together as well for you. But I love colloidal silver. Colloidal silver is probably my favorite natural antibiotic. And I know there's a lot of controversy about it, you know, Argeria and it's heavy metal. But I personally have seen unbelievable miracles with it. And as long as it's a good quality, pure, not salt, you're not making colloidal silver with tap water. You know, it's very, very purely sourced or produced, and it's actually colloids of silver suspended equal distribution in a pure medium like distilled water. Then you know, it's safe for so many different uses. A lot of people talk about argyria and the dangers of that, but that's really when you're using larger particle silver in with, or like salt, you know, there's salt or other minerals that bind to the silver in the water that can create larger atoms that the body doesn't let in and out of the cell easily. It's really not likely to happen with colloidal silver. I mean, I've personally taken very large volume colloidal silver over many, many weeks in trying to attempt to heal from things like kidney infections and all that. Like, I was taking way over what you were supposed to take. And I never ever had an issue, and I'm very sensitive to things. Like, if a weird thing's gonna happen, it usually happens to me. So obviously be careful and make sure you're sourcing properly, but colloidal silver is unbelievable. So what you can do with it, I personally use it if I get something in my eye, if I feel like I'm getting pink eye, if my eye feels really itchy, if I have a cold, or, you know, it's amazing if you're having allergies and there's irritants in the eye, to flush the eye and to help get any bacteria or debris out of the eye. You just put one or two drops with a very clean dropper, and you want to make sure not to contaminate the bottle. It's also amazing for ear infections or ear issues in general. And basically you would just lie down on a pillow and put a few drops into the ear. You know, you'll hear it fill your ear, and you leave it there for about 15 minutes to half an hour. Then you just let it drip out. You do the other ear. You don't need to wipe it out of the ear. You can leave it there. It'll dry up on its own. It's unbelievably powerful at suffocating bacteria and stopping them from being able to exist or reproduce. So it's really, really amazing if you're looking for that. Colloidal silver is great topically if you have an open wound. It also doesn't burn or hurt. It's amazing if you want to take it orally as well. Let's say you have digestive issues or chronic diarrhea or even UTIs or other deeper infections in the body. It can be really powerful. The only thing with colloidal silver is when it goes through the alimentary canal, the digestive system, it often gets broken down and degraded and utilized by the mucosa there. So it's harder to get it to your urinary system and all that. So what I recommend doing anytime you ingest colloidal silver orally is to take about half a teaspoon up until about an ounce, which is half a tablespoon up to 2 tablespoons, depending on your size, your dosage, how comfortable you feel with it. I personally just take like a mini swig. It's probably about like a shot glass worth, you know, maybe a tablespoon to 2 tablespoons. And you leave it in your mouth under your tongue for at least 10 minutes. This way it gets absorbed by the mucosa in your mouth directly into the bloodstream. And it will go, basically your blood will then transport it with every heartbeat wherever it needs to go. So you have a better chance of treating systemic issues if you leave it under your tongue for a larger period of time. So if you can't do 10 minutes, you want to do a minimum of at least 2 minutes under the tongue. And yeah, that's basically it. So those are my 3 absolute favorite natural antibiotics. I really hope that this helps. I know for me it was really scary at first when, like, I come from a very medical background. My mother was a nurse. I was really into doctors. I wanted to study biochem, anatomy, and chemistry were my favorite classes. Like, I was very medical. I was studying pharmaceuticals from a young age. I didn't even, like, you know, drink alcohol or do a drug or do anything experimental without doing tons of research about it. Like, I was just a very bookwormy, very sciencey kind of person. And so for me, I had a lot of faith in the system and a lot of faith in medicine. And I think when I was first starting to go the natural route, when I was finding that commercial and conventional antibiotics weren't really working for me, or were creating, they weren't really addressing the root cause essentially, and they were allowing antibiotic resistant bacteria to kind of flourish in my body. And I was first, you know, having chronic infections and trying to delve the natural route, I felt scared. Like, I was nervous. You know, I didn't think for a second that a couple of capsules of berberine, you know, once or twice a day was going to really make a difference for a severe kidney or bladder infection. You know, I didn't really trust that if I had horrible pink eye, that if I put, I was afraid I put colloidal in my eye, I'm going to go blind. You know, it was like, I think that people are very skeptical when it comes to natural antimicrobials and how powerful they can actually be. But plant extracts are unbelievably potent, and I personally find these amazing. And I haven't needed anything other than these 3 things for any issue that I've had in the better part of 9 years now. So, I mean, that's just me. It doesn't have to be the same for you. And of course, you don't have to take all these things, but I really hope it helps. If you're looking for a natural remedy and you're looking for something that you can use, you or someone you know is suffering, these are amazingly powerful tools that you can keep in your house and on you when you travel that can make the world of difference in minimizing your time sick, helping to boost your immunity, and basically just protecting you from kind of the world we live in. You know, these things can be really, really great tools. So I hope that helps you guys. If you haven't signed up to my free newsletter or my email list on Weevolve, sorry, a bug just flew in my face, then please be sure to do that. I'll leave the link down below. It's weevolve.io. I basically share a ton of natural free healing information and give tons of free PDFs to a whole host of beneficial information. Like, I'll share maybe the alkaline foods that I like, or I'll share food swaps that can be really helpful. I share emotional and spiritual tips and tools for healing, physical tips and tools, things that I do to battle depression, fatigue, whatever else. I'm basically sharing all the things that I do to really thrive. And so it can be a really helpful tool if you're not sure where to start and you want to be accountable and you want to regularly be in touch and communicating with people who are all on the same mission as you. It's really always helpful to have a family and a community that way. So feel free to join. I hope to see you there, and I'll see you guys in the next video. Bye.